This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Rangers are going to sweep the Mariners this afternoon. At least they're going to try to. And I like their chances. Live Rebecca Creek Saloon. First pitch, 1 o'clock. Jared Sandler's got the pregame at 12:30. Let's recap what Jason Garrett just said in his presser at OTAs as we go around the NFL, brought to you by Winstar World Casino and Resort. Fish is coming up at 11:20. He'll have his thoughts, and he's tweeting quite a bit of stories out of that OTA press conference situation in the practice. Garrett did say he's aware of the Zeke TMZ video, but did decline to comment on it. Said Stephen Jones spoke for the organization about the video. So the shortness of the words, what's it mean? Obviously, they're not trying to say anything. But to me, they're just waiting the storm out with a player that they believe in, and they don't want it to be any bigger of a deal. You know, it's not a crisis, but in corporate crisis management, they tell everybody, don't talk to the media about this. You know, we need this story to go away. And every time you say something, it provides another conversation point that renews the story. So, boom. I believe Rich Dalrymple is doing some excellent PR work and encouraging those involved to say as little as possible about it. I mean, you don't want to give fans any reason to be upset one way or another. Either they're too hard or they're not hard enough. And the great thing about how the NFL has this thing set up right now is the owners aren't in charge of the discipline of their players. You know, that's the NFL. So it's kind of like good cop, bad cop, where the owners in the individual markets just get to be like, yeah, you know, it's no comment. We're aware of it and we're gathering more information. You never have to be committal one way or another. If the league wants to do something, you get to. But, you know, in your markets and in your locker rooms with your players, everybody can look at you like, hey, these aren't the people that are knocking your players out of, you know, being able to play. So they want no conversation about it. And I think you know, Jason Garrett did as good as you could in that department, if that's the goal. Yeah. He also said Jason Witten's strength and conditioning numbers are above or better than the ones recorded ahead of his one-year break from football. Says he's a pretty unique guy. So I could see that. You know, the body, it gets refreshed. I think Travis Frederick talked about that. If you take an entire year off.
Nobody's beat me up for a whole year. I'm used to being in a fist fight every day, and I haven't been in one for a whole year. Wow, it's incredible.
It is. I've listened to Goose Goslin forever, and he talked about this when the Cowboys always went with guys that were 30 or years old or older on their offensive line. And he said, you're never going to see the effects until you get into the second half of the season. Mm. When you're over 30 years old, that usually you can handle the first 8 games. It's the second 8 games that you will, you know, statistically see a drop-off in those guys that are having to play a very physical position at over that age.
Worn out, you know. Those guys need multiple bye weeks. Okay, is there much change to the offense? It was tricky how he answered that, but I there was some pretty good optimism in there, wasn't there, Jeff?
Yes, but the answer I wanted was, well, I'm not sure. Nobody will really tell me. You know, I've had a couple of great meetings with the players. I told them that they're doing a great job and that I love them and they're excited to play. But I don't know what we're doing.
I just poke my head in there and say, go get him, Tiger.
Yeah.
And then I go mind my own business. We talk about accountability and culture.
That'll be fun to watch in camp, though. Just
yeah.
To see what your average offensive alignment looks like. What is it? What does the average play look like pre-snap? And just how much different can they be or will they be?
He said there's new language and new verbiage, and that's a big part of what the installation is going to be at OTAs, and said you always want to evolve. And no question, when you have a new person in that role, there's going to be more evolution, and we think that is that's a good thing. And then Van Der Esch is out. He's dealing with a pelvic issue that he's been dealing with. Was he recently married?
Sure.
Extra thrusting.
Everybody had the same thought.
Is that right?
They heard pelvic injury, didn't they?
Okay, yeah.
The exact same thought.
It's hard.
So my bad for being predictable.
No. I think that it had to be said.
And then Fish tweeted that the Cowboys are raving about Randall Cobb's football IQ, a wide receiver who sees the field like a quarterback, which Cobb was in high school and as a freshman in college. And Cole Beasley was as well. So, you know, hopefully whatever you saw walk out the door in that department is replaced, and maybe then some, with old Randall Cobb. Sounds like an emergency QB as well. Wouldn't be surprised if he's the
number
second
four QB. Yeah, he might be the same.
Okay, who wants second down here, guys? You want to talk more OTA stuff, or you want
to? I'll take it because this one sounds fun to me. Judy Bautista of NFL Media is saying they're making a tweak already to the reviewing of pass interference calls and non-calls, and it involves the Hail Mary.
Oh.
It's going to be exempt.
Oh, good.
Because –
pushing and shoving match.
Yes, I think that the Hail Mary, the average Hail Mary probably has 7 pass interferences on it, give or take.
And especially that one North Shore did against Duncanville.
Yep, definitely that one.
12.
People probably won't hear this, but Drew Pearson against the Vikings, that was a full two-handed shove that got him to catch a Hail Mary. But they do say – or Mike Florio brings up what I think is a great point. And I don't know how many other teams will do this. Bill Belichick will take advantage of this rule.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to define what a Hail Mary is because they have to before they can have the rule that Hail Marys are exempt. So it'll be from a certain yard line with a certain amount of time in the game with a certain number of people in the end zone.
Wow.
That'll be the rule. And I promise that the Patriots, with either more time left or will send one less person than the rules say to the end zone, they will find a way to review Hail Marys. It will be the Patriots, and they will review a Hail Mary because the way they run it, it will not fit the, quote, definition of a Hail Mary. It's going to happen. This is how you got to win in the NFL.
What if you just send a guy a little bit late, and then he just torpedoes into, like, 2 or 3 of the defenders?
Yeah.
Smokes them out of the way to take two out.
That's
as
what I was thinking.
If you make it obvious,
set it up to do. Like,
yeah.
Belichick's going full pass interference on Hail Marys now.
I think if you make it that obvious, they may actually call it.
Okay.
I think what his team would do is have your regular Hail Mary play. He'll instruct his offensive players. You do not
play. You're right. That's
anyone.
Next level.
You play it totally cleanly.
Yeah.
But instead of having 4 guys in the end zone, 2 of them will get to the end zone and 2 will stand on the 1 yard line and wait for it to see if they can catch a tip. Then they will challenge and say, the defense pass interfered my guys in the end zone. It's going to happen. You want your team to be the one that does this with every single rule, but this is where we're going to. It'll happen. It'll be the Patriots first, and then people will follow. It's going to happen.
You're probably right. You are right. I think the other 31 coaches would do what me and Mike were thinking. Let's go torpedo, guys.
Yeah.
Belichick's like, no. Here's the real play.
No, what we're going to do is not cheat. Let them cheat. Have it not qualify as a Hail Mary. And then challenge PI because it was just a regular play.
Our genius. Here is Mike with third down.
Unfortunately for Tyrann Mathieu, a new Kansas City Chief, he has a family member that was trying to extort him. Mr. Sears here, I can't say his first name, so 21 years old, if you want to try to pronounce that name right there.
Jorvon? Maybe.
Best I could do, best you could do.
Yeah.
If it's the best Gavin could do, I'd go with it.
Okay.
If it was the best you could do, I'd have a lot of questions.
So he wanted $1.5 million from Tyrann Mathieu, or he was going to go to TMZ and ruin everybody's life that is really closely associated with Tyrann Mathieu. Well, he didn't. I guess have anything because we haven't seen anything except he was arrested and now he has been released on a $25,000 bond.
What was he going to say?
He said I was going to go to TMZ. TMZ. He wanted $1.5 million by Friday or I'm going to kill all of you, but not kill all of you as in like murder you, like kill all of your reputation.
Okay.
So now Tyrann Mathieu would be suspended, all his family members that are close and friends, even though this is considered a family member and close associate of his, this Mr. Sears guy. But he was trying to pretty much, if you don't give me 1.5, then he upped it the next day to $5 million.
Okay.
If you don't give me $5 million, then I'm going to pretty much like kill your career, kill your reputation that you've built up. I think he has $25 million guaranteed in this contract from the Kansas City Chiefs he just signed. But anyways, it looks good for Mathieu that it looks like the guy is at least caught. It kind of stinks.
And he hasn't gone to TMZ yet.
It's a family member, and he hasn't been to TMZ as far as whatever he believes he has. And his charges carry a maximum of 20 years and a $5,000 fine for extorting Tyrann Mathieu.
Well, that's fun.
Crazy story.
I do see, what is this, a member of his family or his representative said he's dealing with a family member who's dealing with a mental health issue. Tyrann's fine. His family's fine. They're getting through. So the other guy kind of had a screw loose family member that was doing
a
this.
Young guy, too, 21 years old.
Yeah. Was going to accuse him of sexual assault.
Wow.
It doesn't say if he was going to say on himself or that he sexually assaulted someone else. But, yeah, that's a pretty bizarre story. Hey, athletes, once you get money, you're a target.
Yeah.
Remember that. Live your life knowing that.
Yeah, it's tough because you want to be cool with all of your friends and family that you've known for the longest time. But, you know, the moment that one of them sort of violates that trust, you know, now
a lot of people go into a shell or a bunker.
Yeah, you have a family reunion, and we got to make an announcement. Jorvon ruined it for all of you.
Yeah.
So you're going to be seeing a little bit less of me. And
I'm not even paying for the hot dogs. It's not happening. You can't have my money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.